The State Theatre Company's next production is set in an abandoned community of regional South Australia, Lee Creek. But when Liddy and her mum arrive in town seeking an escape, they find a community collapsing in on itself with an impending mine closure. The play is called Terrestrial, and I'm joined now by the director, Neisha Jelg, to hear about it. Neisha, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us the story behind this play?
Well, it's about a teenage girl that's had to move from town to town with her mother because they've had her abusive father following them around. So they've ended up in this town. Could be Lee Creek, could be Roxby Downs, it could be a number of many towns around Australia which are facing that shift of industry now that we've had that necessary shift towards clean energy, that there's a lot of towns now where, you know, they've been relying on the mining industry as their primary income, primary industry. So, yeah, Flair was really interested in looking at these towns and what they're going through, but also looking at domestic violence without having that father on stage. She felt like we've seen him enough in our theatre, TV, movies, etc. So she wanted to look at domestic violence through the eyes of the teenage daughter. Yeah.
That's fascinating. So, I guess it's like a really regional Australian kind of set.
Yeah. So Lydia arrives in this town where they're just at the point of a mine closing, their main mine closing, and she meets this kid there called Badar, and they strike up this really beautiful friendship, and they, you know, joke around a lot and pay each other out, but they also, you know, kind of slowly opening up to each other. The things that they've been wrestling with, like Liddy with her father and Badar with facing, you know, what's happening with his own father who works in the mines. So they have this friendship. But actually the play is sort of set future from that. So the play is actually a memory play. So Liddy's looking back on these memories of this friendship with Badar while she's in an interrogation room with a cop who's basically asking her about the disappearance of Badar. So Badar's been missing for a while, so he's asked her, you know, do you know if he's run away? Do you know what's happened to him? So she's going back through a memory and trying to sift through these memories to kind of help the cop figure out what happened. And so there's a bit of whodunit without it being like kind of the sort of classic murder mystery or something, but, you know, but what happened to Badar, sort of mystery at the core of the story. And being a bit of like a fan of true crime and crime fiction generally myself, it's been really fun to kind of go into that as a genre. So we've played a lot with the kind of motif of like the interrogation room video thing, which we have in the show.
What kind of audience would you say it's directed towards?
So this play is going to be touring regionally throughout South Australia for a lot of high school audiences, but this is the first time State Theatre's had a prolonged season of the what they call like the State Theatre Ed Show in the Space Theatre. So usually it's like two general public performances. Now we've got 2 weeks season in the Space Theatre. So I think that this show, while it's been crafted for teenage audiences, like adult audiences that we've had so far, equally enjoying it as much and getting, you know, something a bit different from the show from the teenagers as well. So I think it's a really beautiful play. It's written by Fleur Kilpatrick, who's originally an Adelaide girl, but she's been living in Melbourne for the last few years now. But she just recently won the Max Afford Playwrights Award. So her career's really kind of going up and up, and she's a beautiful playwright. So, it's been a real pleasure working on this text. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Neisha Jelg. She's the director of the State Theatre Company's and latest production, Terrestrial. Mm. So how are you finding the cast and directing?
It's lovely. It's like a really lovely sort of little family we've created, I suppose. So we had Flair in for the first week of rehearsals, so we're continuing to finesse the script. We've got Annabelle Matheson, who's playing Liddy. Then we have Patrick Janour, who's playing Badar. And they're two, they're both in their 20s. They're both young actors and they've been absolute joy to work with, a lot of fun. And then we have Patrick Frost, an older actor who's doing the voice of the cop called him. So that's been interesting working with that as a dynamic where we have him pre-recording the lines of his character, which then kind of played through the show and cued through the show. So, yeah, it's my first time doing it, working with that as a convention of having this pre-recorded character. But it's been pretty fun to play with. Yeah, and then really great design team. So we've got Meg Wilson, who's comes from a visual arts background, who's in the last 3 or 4 years has been moving in towards theatre as well. And her set has been like one of my favourites that I've worked on, I think. Chris Petridis on lights and then Andrew Howard on sound. So they're just embarking off of Renmark today, I think. The stage manager and the actors and tech. So, yeah, they're going off today to Renmark and then they'll be in Bordertown in Mount Gambier next week, then coming back to Adelaide for the space season and then another 2.5 weeks going regionally after that. So, yeah, it's a bit of a nice little kind of family unit that we have, I suppose, for this team. So, yeah, it's been lovely.
How have they designed the set?
So, for me, I really wanted to make it clear that it was the interrogation room, which was Liddy's prison, and I wanted the set to be a psychological space, I suppose. So it's really, for me, the core of this work as a director approaching this play was about showing Liddy's version of the events, you know, that we're being really truthful to what her perception of what happened is. So it's kind of stepping into her brain. So while she's in the interrogation room and we have this sense of this older male cop sort of adult voice kind of invading that space while she's trying to figure it out, it's kind of that sense that she's sitting there in this tiny room but then kind of sort of painting these memories in the space, kind of locating these memories in the space. So while it's a kind of abstracted interrogation room, it also then changes to, you know, an outside in the middle of the desert looking up at the stars or inside what is known as the empties. So Fleur, as a teenager, spent some time, she went to Lee Creek as a teenager and she met some brilliant teenagers there and they took her around to what was known as the empties. And these were houses that have been abandoned and left, and there were a lot of them. So that was kind of like the teenage hangout place. But it was just in a show we had recently. We had a girl in the audience from Roxby Downs. She said, you know, we've got that in Roxby as well. So, so yeah, it's like surprisingly common. But so, yeah, the space transforms from this interrogation room into like outside in the desert, outside a corner shop deli, outside by a reservoir or inside one of these empty homes. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds so interesting. How does this production compare to what you've done in the past?
I don't know. It's been nice working on this play. I think what's been different for me with this one is that I suppose the ending is a little bit open to interpretation, which is something new for me, I think. Yeah, like we kind of had the ending a bit more closed to begin with, but then when people... the people that were reading the script or kind of had contact with it were kind of saying, oh, I kind of wish that we had this other version, which was, I suppose, without giving too much away, closer to Liddy's version of events, I suppose. So, yeah, I suppose we just wanting to keep that open because, yeah, I was really interested in how, you know, we all have our very different perspectives of what reality is, like from our background, our upbringing, the things that have happened to us, you know, from like really trivial things like, you know, maybe in primary school you're bullied by a kid called Max and then you've got this kind of aversion, whether it's conscious or not, towards people called Max, for example. Like we all have this kind of plethora of these little kind of truths that we've created for ourselves over time. And this play is really about going into the kind of the truth or this sort of reality bubble, I suppose, of this one character, Liddy. So I suppose I realised it was kind of important to leave space for those people. So, for example, Liddy has this real big belief in aliens. It's been kind of a real solace for her when she's been going from town to town, this kind of thought that there are these other beings out there and maybe watching her and, you know, and maybe this sort of opportunity for escape one day. So she kind of has these fantasies of being abducted by aliens. which is pretty fun to play with. But I sort of realised at the end that I kind of needed space for those people that did, you know, say believe in aliens to still be able to have that reading of the work, for example. So, yeah, it's not often that you kind of purposely make it a little bit open, but I still feel like, everything sort of logically makes sense to me in terms of my own reading of what happened. But, yeah.
And what do you have planned next in your career?
I've recently worked on a remount production of a play called 19 Weeks by Emily Steele. So it was originally directed by the wonderful Daisy Brown in its first season. I think it was 2017 at Adelaide Fringe. And I've recently stepped in and redirected the remount of that in Adelaide, but I think there's plans to sort of take it around further in the future, interstate. And then I've got some other projects in the pipeline for next year, but I can't talk too much about it at this point yet. But yeah.
No, it sounds exciting. I was saying earlier that, yeah, I feel like you've achieved a lot for your age. Like, at what point did you get interested in theatre?
It's kind of always been a real passion of mine. Like, since I was a kid, I just really enjoyed it. Like, directing didn't really become an avenue for me until when I went to uni. So for me, when I was a kid, like, acting seemed like the only way in, because I didn't know of any young female directors at that time. So I auditioned for Flinders Drama Centre. I was put on the waiting list to begin with. I really wasn't a great actor at all. And then I think someone else, like, went to NIDA or something, so I managed to get the spot in there. And then after my first year, I had this amazing teacher called Anne Thompson who sat me down one day and asked if I'd like to try directing. And that just kind of blew my mind because, yeah, I thought I had to be like 50 years old or something to be able to direct. I was really naive at the time. And just fell in love with it. And it just made so much more sense to me. It was kind of a place where I could put all of my interests in theatre, you know, like design and sound and thinking about the meaning of a work and all that and the kind of craft of acting and being able to work with actors to help them achieve, you know, great performances. So, yeah, it was this really, like, amazing shift turning point when I realised, yeah, you can do it even though you're a young woman. and then I just kind of worked my butt off after uni. I did, like, 2 years of a lot of freelance. I think I directed like 5 shows in 2 years that were all pretty much for no money, and then was very, very lucky in getting offered a job with State Theatre. I was resident with them for 4 years and then, yeah, back in the freelance world. So, yeah, no, it's been good. Like, it's not an easy career choice. Like, you know, I've been incredibly lucky. My story is a rare one of how lucky I have been and how fortunate I have been, because there are many other people as equally talented as me. I've just been very lucky. But, you know, if it's something that you really love doing, you know, you give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the way I listen to how you speak about it. Nisha, thank you so much for joining on the show this morning.
Thank you.
That was Nisha Jelks. She's the director of Terrestrial. It's coming to Adelaide Festival Centre from the 23rd of May to the 2nd of June. So for more information, you can head to the State Theatre Company's website.